Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly black. From APM, I'm Tesfawan Damagnou. The idea that classical music is a thing of the past, that it's nothing but old sounds not relevant today, is an easy mindset to fall into. The idea that it's full of nothing but dead white men is also false. As long as there's been this kind of music, black folks have been involved in making it. To survive, the classical music world will need to do more to elevate and amplify music by composers of color, and to highlight and celebrate the accomplishments of those working today. Black composer Adolphus Hilstorck is in his 80s, and his music has been played by major orchestras and ensembles around the world for more than 50 years. Now, you might recall that composer Antonin Dvorak famously said that an American musical aesthetic should be built on indigenous music and Negro spirituals, right? Well, Hilstorck has been living that mantra for most of his career. His music, like Epitaph, pays tribute to heroes like Martin Luther King Jr. Most importantly, works like his Symphony No. 2 make history relevant to today. Hilstorck said, "I visited the forts along the coast of Ghana and saw the dungeons where the slaves were held before being shipped overseas. I put my reaction to that sad scene in movement 2 of this symphony. In movement 4, I sought to reflect the determination of people who had arrived in America as slaves but struggled with courage and faith against numerous odds." Most recently, Hilstorck spoke directly to an issue still in today's headlines: the heinous murder of George Floyd, with a powerful new composition for orchestra, large chorus, and 3 soloists called A Knee on the Neck, which premiered in March of 2022 in Washington, D.C. Hilstorck's new piece is comprised of the energy created by the bustling city of Minneapolis, allusions of the Negro spiritual O Freedom, and a vignette with death in Floyd's last words, "I can't breathe." Finishes with a hopeful finale that belongs in a hymnal. America's Requiem, A Knee on the Neck, was paired with Mozart's Requiem in D minor. And according to a review in the Washington Post, Mozart is not often upstaged, but Hilstorck's Requiem left the audience with the most to remember. This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM. With thanks to producer Dan Nass, technical director Johnny Vince Evans, and assistance from Julie Almacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Tesfa.